The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to part 4 of the Power of Desire 8-part series. If you have been following along as I release these episodes live, then please accept my wholehearted apology for the delayed release of this 4th part of the series. As you know, I have transitioned back to the United States after living in Bali for the last year, and I've had much less time in these first 2 weeks back than I originally anticipated to record and release this episode. It's actually kind of funny. It was Thursday evening. I had spent the entire day from the moment I woke up till the moment I went to sleep with my family, and my younger sister is in town from North Carolina, or was in town. She's gone now. And I was in bed Thursday night, half asleep, and then suddenly it hit me that I was supposed to record this episode that morning, and I had completely forgotten because I was so busy. And it was one of those, like, you're half asleep in bed and your eyes like shoot open like, oh no. And I was like, well, I am just gonna have to wait until Monday because I was booked for the rest of the weekend with my family as well. So please accept my apologies. If you're listening to this in the future after I've released it live, then just disregard this whole thing. But it is here now, and I will also be releasing part 5 today as well, which is starting the process all over again, but taking a much deeper look at the steps 1 through 4. If you have not listened to part 1, 2, and 3, I would highly suggest going back and listening to those episodes before moving on to this one. So, over the last couple of weeks, we have talked about 1, clarifying your desire, and 2, we cleared the emotional attachment to our mind's stories, and 3, we learned how to hold the desire and refuse to be deterred from wanting what we want, regardless of what's going on around us or within us. Okay, so remember to keep track of the work that you are accomplishing and in each of these steps, as they will always come in handy during the following episodes, and it will also come in handy to come back to these once we start over from step 1 or from part 5 to part 8 as well. And this is a process you can walk yourself through again and again on different thoughts and beliefs surrounding the desires that feel unattainable to you. So as you complete all 4 of these steps, you can then go right back to step 1 again and start over with a new thought that you believe is holding you back from what you want. If you are really enjoying the podcast and are interested in diving deeper with me as your mentor, you can follow the Work With Me link in the show notes of the episode. You will also find my Instagram in the show notes, where you can see what I'm up to and where I am in the world. My phone is finally fixed, and I'm back to posting to my stories basically every day. Don't forget to follow me or leave good reviews on your favorite podcasting platforms. It really does make all the difference in the world. And remember, this 4-part series, the first 4 parts of this series, will always be available on the podcast. So this is the last episode that will always be available on the podcast. But parts 5 through 8, which I'll release after this episode, will only be available until the beginning of November 2023. So if you are listening to this episode after that date, then you can find the link to purchase the additional and deeper look at the 4-part Power of Desire audio course in the show notes of this episode. All right, without further ado, let's go to part 4 and the final step in the process of this 8-part Power of Desire series. I'm so excited to be so close to the end of the step-by-step process and then to revisit these topics once again in parts 5 through 8, going even more into depth than we did here. So step 4 in the process is learning how to take action towards what we really want. Now, I've already covered a bit of this topic in a previous episode that I've labeled How to Know You Are Taking Inspired Action. So if you want to pair that one along with this episode, that's great. But let's dive into that topic a little bit deeper here. So the funny thing about this step is I went back and listened to my original recording that I had recorded back in, like, I don't know, January or November or something of 2022. And step four, the fourth step that I'd recorded in the original podcast series. And I was completely turned off by the way I had delivered it, because I had delivered it within an old mindset that I have since cleared for myself. So I was working on the assumption that this step, taking action towards what you want, is always going to be really terrifying and incredibly uncomfortable, and it's going to feel just all around bad. It's just not going to feel good going from A to B. But here's the thing I've learned since then. It's only terrifying, it's only uncomfortable, if that's what we assume it has to be like to get to that new place, which is an assumption that I personally was under throughout the majority of this journey that I've been on for the last 4 years or so, until just recently. So, but I also don't want to sit here and say it's not going to be hard working towards new things that we are desiring, especially things we haven't accessed before or done before. It's going to be uncomfortable because it's new, it's different, it's the unknown. But that doesn't mean it's going to be painful or that it's going to suck getting from where you are to where you want to be, which for me personally, I feel that this is the reason why so many people find a lot of difficulty getting from point A to point B, or just give up on getting to point B at all, because they're running on this assumption that it's going to suck, that it's going to hurt, that it's going to be painful, that they have to burn bridges, that they have to end relationships, that they have to destroy certain aspects of their life in order to get to what they want. And the truth is that you're allowed to want everything. This is a huge lesson that I've had to learn, that you don't have to give up something in order to have something else, if you want both of them. And that can be really tricky to understand, and I don't desire to get into that in this specific episode, but I will be diving really deeply into that aspect of this step in the audio course that I will be releasing over the next 2 weeks. So for now, the thing that I really want all of you to take away from this step is that it is almost always going to boil down to you being pulled towards something that you've never done before, and that's the only reason it will feel uncomfortable. Not because you have to do something that you don't want to do. But over time, this step becomes exciting. It doesn't become, it's not scary, it's not overwhelming, it's not stressful, it's exciting. You'll have performed this step with certain steps, with certain things, and you'll have evidence of what happened after you did that to constantly tap into every single time you have to do something new. You'll have all that previous evidence. So it's like the first round of having to do like uncomfortable, new, scary things, but then seeing the magic that unfolds after that. Once you can fulfill all of that and take a bunch of those steps first and then have that to look back on, it becomes so much easier. It becomes less scary. It becomes less intimidating. And you'll have successfully alchemized any fear into excitement for the unknown. This step becomes truly magical because as you've tapped into what you want, as you've cleared the path to it, as you've let yourself want it fully, things will just naturally start occurring to you to do, or you'll feel pulled towards certain tasks or people or situations, and it won't feel forced. It'll be something that flows very naturally. You'll know your mind is forcing this step if you feel like you're grasping at solutions that other people have performed before, or that you've performed before, or you're constantly ruminating and thinking about how to get the inspired action. Like, what do I have to do in order to feel inspired? Or like, you'll just be constantly ruminating and thinking about the how of things. The how won't just pop into your mind and occur to you, but you'll be like grasping for it, like thinking that you have to find it. So this step can be really frustrating for some people because it won't flow naturally until you've mastered the previous steps, until you've gotten super clear on what you want, until you've really cleared the path, you've really cleared the energetic path to getting to it, and until you've really allowed yourself to want it, and wanting it to the duration of like, of believing that it's accessible to you. And because of that, the only thing that you'll need to do in this step is to actually do the intimidating things as they naturally arise. So you won't need to contemplate, you won't need to brainstorm strategy, you won't need to watch content or join a course or read a book. Maybe you'll feel compelled to do those things, but you won't need to do them in order to believe you can have what you want. These are things that will just occur to you, and then all you are required to do is move, is to do it because you feel compelled. Not because you feel like, if I read that book, then I'll believe. If I join this course, then I'll have the tools that I need. It's, I believe right now that I have access to it. I believe that I have access to the money. I believe I have access to the creation. I believe I have access to the relationship, to the house, to the things. Once you believe you have access to it, and then you start feeling compelled to act, that is the time to move. And during this step, because of that, I would suggest to always ponder the following question every single time you feel compelled to do something. Ponder the question, am I feeling compelled to do this thing because I'm hoping it'll make me believe I can have what I want? Or am I doing it because I already believe I have access to it? You want to be moving from an energy of believing that you have access to your desire, not because you're hoping the action will deliver the belief. One step is rooted in the energy of it's done, which will emanate out into the universe and bring solutions to you that are vibrating at the it's done energetic place. While the other is rooted in, I need to figure this out, which implies that it's not done. It's not figured out. You don't have a solution. And that will ripple out and bring more of that back to you. So let's go back to the coffee analogy. So when you feel compelled to have a cup of coffee and to perform a certain task to receive it, are you doing that from the already existing assumption that you can have the cup of coffee? Or are you doing that from the place of hoping that if you do a certain task, that'll make you believe you can have it? Like, how ridiculous does that even sound, right? It feels ridiculous because we believe so much in access to coffee that we would never do something hoping that it'll make us believe we can have it more. And so, of course, we're already acting from that place of accessibility. But that is truly the energy that so many people take action from with so many different things. And so if you're thinking about it in terms of coffee and you're like, that's absolutely ridiculous, why would I do something just to believe more that I could have the cup of coffee? Like, obviously I'm doing it from a place of believing I have access to it. It's like, think of how ridiculous that is. And now think about all the things that you do hoping that it will help you gain belief to access to what you want. Does that make sense? Like, how unproductive would it be to go to the store, buy coffee beans, a new grinder, and come home to realize that there had already been a fresh pot of coffee waiting for you this whole time? And you never needed to go to the store, you never needed to buy coffee beans or a grinder. It's all already at home. You'd already prepped all of it the night before, but you just like didn't believe you had access to it for some reason. Like, it just seems so ridiculous when you think about a cup of coffee that way. But when you are truly tapped into desire and you're really believing that the desire is accessible to you, you will be inspired to take the easiest action step that results in the fulfillment of what you want. You won't be performing all these minute tasks that, in the grand scheme of things, are unnecessary to even get what you want. That's just taking the long way, the unnecessary path. Most of us perform busy work that's unproductive, that we end up throwing out 3 months later anyway, when we really just need to perform a single task consistently to see results. We create content because every influencer says we have to, when we really just need to get out into the world and network with real-life human beings. We buy a certain brand of clay, thinking it'll make our pottery look better, when really, we just need practice with the clay that we already have at home. Like, I could keep going. But again, this step isn't about figuring anything out. It's about having mastered the previous three steps and moving only when we feel inspired towards doing something, even and especially when it feels uncomfortable. Not when it's something we don't want to do. Don't take action on something you don't want to do. But if it's uncomfortable, that is when you want to take action. But just making sure that it's not in the direction of something you don't want. You don't have to compromise here. Like, this is the step to contemplate, what am I willing to do to have what I want? Am I willing to do whatever it takes? And this is a process that is basically never ending, right? As soon as you finish these four steps with one thing that you've created, you will just start the process all over again with something else that you want. Or you'll get to this step and you'll discover that you need to ask for something more specific, or clear more in step two, or hold the desire for longer in step three because no solution has come just yet. Basically, you'll know what to do when you get here. But if you find yourself here and new solutions are presenting themselves that you've never contemplated before, that are not taking anything away, it's not forcing you to do something that you don't want to do, and it doesn't feel hard, but it does feel maybe a little bit scary because it's most likely something you've never done, then this is the time to start moving, to start taking action. Take the fork in the road. Talk to the person out in public that you don't know but feel compelled to talk to. Take the job offer if it feels good, but a little bit different. Even if it feels like completely unrelated to your desire, follow the action anyway. Because a lot of times, you find solutions in places that you've never explored before. So become hyper aware of what you feel compelled to do in this stage, and notice when the mind prevents you from doing some of these things purely because they feel slightly uncomfortable. But only because it's new. Not because you're genuinely not interested and it's not something you want. There is a major difference between, I genuinely don't want to do that because it doesn't feel good and it's not what I want, and I don't want to do that because I don't know what's going to happen when I go do it. Those are two very different energies. If it's not something that feels good and it's not what you want, there is a different way. There's another way. Keep wanting it. Clear out any of the resistances that you have, thinking that's the only solution. No, it's not. Go back, do the work again. Clear out the resistance of thinking that's the only way, and then see what solution presents itself after that. If you're contemplating, I don't want to do that because I don't know what's going to happen when I go do it, that's the time to move. That's the time to say, okay, but this is the thing. This is the thing that holds the people apart who have the results versus the people that don't. The people that have the results are willing to take action when they don't know what's going to happen next. Not because it's something they don't want to do. They're not just out there doing a bunch of crazy shit they never wanted to do in the first place and forcing themselves to do things that suck. There are people who are doing things even though they have no idea what's going to happen afterwards. It's like constant experimentation. We know that the mind doesn't like when things are unpredictable, and that's the reason why this step can be so hard for people. But that is basically what this entire step is going to feel like. It's going to feel unpredictable. And at first, it's going to feel like you're not going to want to move because of that. But once you can really start to get yourself moving after you've mastered the first three steps and gotten here and you feel compelled to start moving because you believe you have access to what you desire, that is the time when it becomes super fun, super magical, and super exciting. And especially after you get used to it, because like I said before, you'll start to have all this evidence about, well, this time I didn't know what was going to happen next, but it felt like the same way that it feels right now. And then once I got there, once I actually got to the place where I didn't know I was going to end up, it was so freaking magical. It was magical, it was exciting, it was fun, it was inspired, it was creative, and like those stories where you just have to tell every single person about what you did, about how something manifested for you, about how something felt so inspired, how something flowed, the synchronicities, and everyone's gonna be like, oh my God, that's so magical. But if you can continue stepping through all of these stages and finding yourself in this stage, allowing yourself to move, getting to that magical place, like it's just going to become normal. It's just going to become normal. And you're going to expect the magic afterwards. It won't be uncomfortable. The unknown won't feel like this scary, dark space, this dark hidden room. It'll just feel like the exciting new stage in your life where, yes, you don't know what's going to happen next, but you do know that it's going to be really, really, really cool when you get there. Always. Always. All right, my friends, that is step four in the process. Thank you so much for taking part in this four-part series. And if you are here before November of 2023, then prepare yourself to dive even deeper into these four steps as I release parts 5 through 8 in the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have any feedback, thoughts, or you just want to let me know what the process was like for you, you can feel free to send me an email or a DM on Instagram. And again, like, follow, leave me some good reviews. And if you're interested in working with me, you can follow the link in the show notes. All right. I'm so excited for part 5 in the series. Cannot wait for you guys to listen to it. I go so much deeper into these topics than I have here, and all of this already felt so good and so juicy to me. So I really hope that you all enjoy the next 4 parts of the series as much as I enjoy creating them. All right, sending you all love. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.